In Croke Park, it's Nicky and Jenny with you till 2. And big news has just been released. The script will play here with Pharrell Williams, a special guest, on Saturday, 20th of June next year in Croker. It's a big one. The lads have joined us.
Come on, boys.
The scripts are here.
Get in there.
Here we are, fresh from the fields.
The best kept secret of the last 48 hours.
Yeah, you swear to God, just keep me mouth closed. I had to ignore my family yesterday. They were like, why is he texting me back? I literally couldn't.
I'm going to call my family now. Release them. I have them all bound and gagged at home.
So that's the problem. There's always going to be... So we were told last week, you're going to Croke Park next Friday to announce a gig.
Can I just say, I wasn't told.
No, you weren't there.
They didn't tell me.
I said...
I don't know why. I didn't thought I might have... I don't know.
I was told we couldn't find out who it was. I said, well, can you give me a clue? They're like, no, you can't. I was like, is it Garth Brooks? They're like, no. I said, fine, we'll be there. We will be there.
Lads, we do have a big question for you, and it's we'll get to all the fun and games in a minute, but it's a serious question.
Yeah, right.
Did you get planning permission?
we have our license.
Yeah, are you sure?
We have our license.
I checked the Dublin City Council, the GAA, and everyone else.
I have the certificate right here in my pocket.
In fairness, we could have sold out 5 nights in a row, but we just chose the one.
You're probably better off.
No, we are very, just to say, you know, we are very, very, what's the word, happy. Very happy the residents have allowed us to put on this gig.
Thank you for that, everybody.
You probably should throw them a Christmas party, sit with them.
I will.
I figured what I do from stage at night. Bono, when he's on stage, gets to call Bill Clinton. I'm going to call Garth Brooks.
Good idea.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. See what he answered the line of questioning.
Because apparently Mark's got friends in low places.
If not, I'm singing a song and destroying it that night. If he doesn't answer the phone.
If tomorrow never comes, what?
It's a big one for you, lads. Can you even put into words, you know, what's ahead for you?
The first word that comes to my mind would be the word dream. You know, as a kid, you dream of doing a gig like this, and now to actually be doing it really is a great feeling. It's a great sense of validation for all the years of, you know, dreaming about it, and all those gigs that I had to do in places I didn't want to play in that weren't so unsavoury places, should we say. And to be in a position now to be sitting here to say that we're actually putting tickets on sale next Thursday to play this venue, it's, you just look out the window, you know what I mean, and the history of the bands that have played here, and just to know that I'm going to be on that stage with the lads and to look left or right at me. And
did you know, right, here's a factoid, that there's only been 3 Irish bands to ever play Croke Park.
Your band,
obviously Westlife, you two, and then now the boys.
Yeah,
we'll be doing it. It's an amazing thing, even for yourself to walk out. You'll know what it's like to walk out in front of a sea of tricolours.
Yeah,
it's a magic moment, isn't it?
No, it is. It is. I think that moment when you see Croke Park full, it kind of takes your breath away for a minute. Sure. It's like, probably took us about 2 or 3 songs to realise what was going on,
absolutely,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, I believe
but,
that.
But no, it's going to be, I'm so delighted for you, because it really is a big
Irish
thing.
People as well, because I think, you know, I know this will mean something to a foreigner coming here and play, but when you're Irish, you know yourself, you grow up with the history, you grow up with the games that have been played here. Everybody has a little story about Croke Park, don't they? So playing here, I think that alone is going to get us. I was just saying even about Niall Horan, he got to play here with the One Direction lads, but the only thing he didn't get to do, as emotional as it was for him, he didn't get to look left or right and see another load of Irish lads like you have, and that, I think, for me, I wouldn't want to do it any other way. It's nice to look around and know that there's Irish lads there with me and go, look at this! Do you know what I mean? Because only they know, Irish lad knows how you're feeling up there.
You'll be pinching yourselves when you're out there. And what did you go to any gigs here over the years, apart from obviously maybe you went to matches?
Yeah, well, personally, we supported Take That here, and within a month we supported you too, and I was just busy pretending they were our audience, to be honest with you. Just convinced myself, and then when I come off stage, we actually, just like absolute fans of you too, we stood over at the opposite side of the pitch there, and I have actually footage of us standing there. Partying our heads off, just singing every song and really enjoying ourselves because we're big fans, and that was a massive, massive thing. So that was a great, it was like a masterclass for us just to watch the lads play that night as well. So,
and it also was we got a taste, like supporting them, of what it might be like to do, and we thought, well, man, this feels amazing. Yeah. And also the fact that the crowd were singing some of our songs back to us, we thought this might actually be possible. You know, we proved to ourselves we can go on a stage this big and do this, you know. So that was the dream then. I suppose we got a little taste of the cake, and now we're going to get to have the cake.
Eat the whole pie.
Be all yours.
How long have you known that this was on the cards?
A couple of weeks
about 2.5 weeks.
And when it was mentioned to you, was it one of those where you go, seriously, lads?
It was.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because that was our reaction. Like, what? Are you really? Yeah. We look like, you know, we might look silly here, but
we can hang a few drapes, you know, across the front of it. We've all done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how many family
have
members?
Have you got drapes?
How many family members do I have? But yeah, like yourselves, you know, when it hits you and you go, we did have to sit down and really think about it. They gave us the weekend. They called us on a Friday and they gave us till Monday to kind of say, what do you want to do? And oddly enough, we didn't even talk to each other. We all just went our separate ways just to really imbibe it and to think about it a little bit. But once you're able to secure, I think, the right day for everybody, because it's not just about us playing a day. Pharrell Williams, we're going to have other special guests with us. So for me, it's just about a whole day of music for people. And then you kind of go, like, you know yourself, you kind of go, okay, I'm confident now and I'm confident that we're doing it and focusing everything in that and just putting on then a fantastic show.
Yeah.
The excitement and the nerves are just now mixing, you know.
That's the thing, because I suppose it's a gig like that. People think, oh, you wouldn't need time to think about that. You just say yes. But
I'd imagine the
nerves, and you probably know this firsthand, they must be unbelievable when you're standing out there before you go on.
It is. I'll give you one tip. Make sure you get the home dressing room, lads.
Home dressing room.
That needs to be it. Don't let Pharrell go into the away dressing room.
Yeah.
The home one's bigger and the showers are better.
Nice. Apparently there's heating in there. You know, there's everything in there.
Exactly.
Because the away ones, they don't put on the heat and they make it cold as hell in there, you know, just to kind of put the away teams off.
Refrigerated, that's true.
Yeah.
What do I want to ask you? Some of you lost your dads. I reckon your dads would have been so proud at this moment. Not right?
It's a huge moment. And again, for us, oddly enough, I lost my mom right on album one. Danny lost his father on album one. I lost my father when I was 14 as well, so I've had two parents gone, then he's one, and it's a bitter time for us in that sense, because you know you want to be on stage and you'd love to share that with your parents, the one thing we've been annoying them about all our lives, and they're not going to get to see this one. But you know, some will correct me and say absolutely that they're with you all the way, you know.
Matt turned around, she said, when I was telling her about Croke Park, she's like, do you know your dad used to sell sandwiches outside?
Brilliant.
I was like, you kidding me? You know, you didn't have enough money to buy the trolleys to put them on, so we put them all in pram, Silver Cross pram, and then he had a little racketeer going on, so we had a bunch of different lads going selling sandwiches at the
Then you know what that means. You have to wheel a silver cross box at one stage and throw sandwiches into the front row.
Or I'll do it in the middle of a song. You look at one.
So Kabir, how long are you staying home for now?
I have to run. I've invited 30 children to my house for a Halloween party with the wife and the kids, so they're all waiting in London right now.
Are you going to be dressing up now?
They're dressing me up.
He's
what's happening. So yeah, I'm dressing up as Danny from the script.
How's that working out for you?
Well, the hair is becoming a problem, but other than that, it's all right. It's that and the growing.
The after party, lads, have you thought about that, where that's going to be on the 20th?
I was going to look for advice off you on that one, in fairness.
Well, we actually had on the farewell tour, we had it in the O2.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, we actually went to the O2 and in there. It's now the 3 Arena, of course.
Yeah.
So that might be an option for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once we get invited, lads, send the response. Jenny, the clan, the team, producer Al, you'll come down, won't you? Free drink, lads.
We're all there.
They're going to make so much free drink.
Bottom line.
So where are you at the moment after this week now? What's the plan?
It's back to do X Factor tomorrow. The new album's just come out about a month ago, so we're still on the promo trail. And again, nowadays with social media, it's happening that the album comes out worldwide at once, so we're running around the world right now trying to do the promo.
Very lucky now, we're back over to America. We got a lot of promo there, a lot of the jingle balls and stuff we're going to be playing at, so we end up on the 20th in Florida, isn't it?
22nd, I think we finished.
22nd we finished. Yeah. Got about a week off for Christmas, right. And bang, straight in rehearsals for the world tour 2015.
What's the big song for you guys that you love, or is that, you know, and the ones that kind of go, I don't want to sing that anymore? What's the big one for you? We'll go around you all.
The big one was really surprising to me, because I didn't tip it as going to be a big song, because it was Hall of Fame, you know. That ended up just coming out of gates and just going mad, and still to this day we're seeing it on so many sports shows, we're seeing it all around the world being played. It's a mad one. That's we keep saying it's a song that keeps giving, you know. Just one of those songs, and Superheroes is now slowly following it, but you know, it's a mad one.
Superheroes, a cracking tune.
Thank you.
But the Man Who Can't Be Moved was the one, I know, that was kind of launched his big time.
I think that put us on the map.
Love that tune. Absolutely loved it.
That was one that we just introduced us to the whole world. You know, we had We Cry Out, and it kind of got us a little bit of notoriety. Yeah. But then that song just kicked the doors open. You know, it was amazing. Just an amazing experience to have something that you wrote in your deepest, darkest moments.
Yeah.
And then there you are, you know, around the world, and your Chinese singing it to you, Germans singing it to you, everyone singing it to you, you know, in their own different accents, let's say.
And different melodies sometimes.
Yeah.
I think the thing about that song, I remember when I first, it just sounds very American. I think that's what it is, and people are amazed when they find out that you're Irish. That's then they're like,
we were shocked to kind of, I don't know what, maybe it's just in the production order, the vocally as well. I don't know.
I think it's the tans help as well. You know.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think
pasty wise,
we spent about the bones of 10 years living in America. You know, so. Our production skills and our writing skills, because we produce everything we write as well. So I think that naturally gives us a sound, and people thought initially that we were American until you start hearing us in interviews, you know, it was unmistakable. But for a long time, people just like, the American lads, the script, were like,
thought you guys were American, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you still working with Steve Kipner, the producer?
We still do, yeah. We still write with Steve and Andrew, they're very cool guys.
Andrew Frampton, is that?
Yes. Yeah.
Great guys. They started our label, Phonogenic. They were originally the two of those guys. Signed us to their imprint, Phonogenic. They had us and only Natasha Bedingfield on their label. But we're still messing around with them.
Okay, well, listen, thanks, William. We have to let you go. Before we do, to any upcoming band songwriters, would you give them any advice in the country? Listen to you now, looking at you.
I would say it's possible. Yeah. I came from James Street, where there was no music class in my school, nothing. There was no help for musicians, as you know, you're growing up. Yeah. There was nothing, but it still managed to happen. We're actually playing Crow Park, you know.
And I was told in school I couldn't do this as a career. I do say, I have said that before, but I was told, no, that's a hobby. Well, it's a good hobby.
It's a very good hobby. Do you reckon a couple of your teachers might be coming to Croke Park?
I think I might have to invite a few of them down.
You've got to invite them and put them up the front.
Send the tickets on and the wristbands for the party.
Have a guest list, so you know, the more the merrier.
Lads, it's brilliant to have you on the show. We're delighted that you're doing Croke Park. It's going to be a big, big special night for you all, I'm sure. The script, everybody!